rolling now.
When,
how you
when
say?
Genji was mine.
Oh, we're ready.
How'd that song go?
It was.
That's just free. What happened to me.
That's just one. Okay, that's what it was.
In good company.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Do you hear the? This is breaking news. I don't know. Or to me, did you hear the Garth Brooks? What is the name of his tour is?
No.
Garth Brooks, and I read this because
wait, let's guess. Can we guess? Yeah, is it ridiculous?
Yes, it is ridiculous.
Does it have to do with beer or
no? It's very topical.
Is it Garth?
It's Garth being topical and relevant in today's social political society.
Okay.
Or,
does it have the word woke in it?
It might as well.
Is it just like climate change?
No. No, he's not woke. I don't think. I don't know. Mm.
Okay.
I don't know what he is. I don't know if he's real.
I'm not sure. He's in a class all by himself in so many ways.
Is it just he, him?
The he, him tour?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
The Make America Great Again tour?
Close. It has one of those words in there.
American America? Tour. The America tour.
America Unite.
Garth Eats America.
No, but you're on the right track.
America's Redemption.
How about America the Beautiful? Like with a question mark?
No, it's like he's taking a stance. He's very serious all the time.
Okay.
This is Garth taking a stance. And he's using
God Save America or something. Like
close. It's along those lines.
I'll figure it out. Hold on.
But a little less broad and a little bit more political. But like a little bit more like a socially relevant. But also kind of a little bit dated. Just barely, like by a few months.
How about Jesus Was a Democrat tour?
Garth.
Close.
Wait.
No, not really.
God Was a Republican.
Garth Saves America?
No.
Is he woke?
I don't know.
How about God Loves Some Immigrants?
Oh my gosh.
Well, I mean.
That would be a pretty good one. All right, do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, just tell me.
Yeah.
The guesses are great. Garth Brooks, the Can't Cancel America tour.
Ooh.
You can't cancel us.
I should've.
Really?
It's brutal.
I should have thought of that.
Because you can't cancel America. And
I don't
just,
get
I
it.
Just, but here's the thing. And you guys all watched the did you watch the documentary?
How many times?
I watch it. I watch it every
the
quarter.
The question is, how many times have you seen the documentary?
Yeah, 3 or 4 times a year.
What makes it better after watching that is I know exactly how he pitched that. He goes.
Wait, how does he sit?
Yeah, how is he sitting?
Well, you got to sit in your chair backwards.
He goes.
Turn the chair around.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
No, just try it, please.
He goes. Everybody's trying to cancel everybody. But you can't cancel America.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's like something it. Right
that's
there.
That's hot, baby.
Yeah. No, then he'll be like,
yeah, you can't cancel America.
Now that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty
Here's
good.
A couple of my t-shirt ideas.
That's pretty good. He goes,
man.
You can't cancel America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the old man.
And he told me, you're going to be all right.
And you know what? I think with this, we're going to unite again. We'll be the United States of America.
Yeah. The America you can't cancel.
No, that's pretty good.
You know what? You know what sets me off a bit? Like the guys who say the man upstairs. Hey, I got to thank the man upstairs.
Uh-huh. Like, yeah, it's like which one?
Where? Yeah. Which
the
stairs?
Creator of the universe?
Yes. The projector
upstairs.
Guy
is in the attic.
Where's God when you need him?
He's upstairs.
He's basically yeah. I just.
The all father.
It's the guys, it's like the country songs. You think the men upstairs. And then there's songs about put an extra five. Was it put an extra five in the offering plate? Oh, thanks. That'll pay the electric bill. Put an extra five. Like, here's 1 5. That's not enough. Here's another five. What are you, you're tithing. Do you make 50 bucks?
Say.
50 bucks a month?
Country singers are pro tithe.
They're pro tithe.
Yeah, but they're very weak tithers. I mean, if you're they're pulling in probably a mil, you know?
A million?
Half a mil to a mil a month.
Bad dirt.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say.
That song has it somewhere.
Yeah.
Throw a little dirt in the offering plate.
Yeah, something like that. Throw a couple sheets on your grandma's cave.
Ooh, what?
Wait. Wait, that wasn't that. It. That's not it.
Throw. I'm sorry. Throw a couple
throw
of
a
sheets.
Couple books in the.
Throw a couple of sheets in the offering plate.
No, no. She said, "Throw a couple of sheets on your grandma's cave."
What?
Throw a couple of sheets on your grandma's cave. I like it. Bad dirt. Throw a couple sheets on grandma's
there's so
plate.
Many, that's, there's put so many layers
to that. Grandma in
it
offering
did not
cave.
Come out
grandma's
right.
cave.
Offering cake?
Okay, if someone passed around an offering cake, would you not?
It's probably,
I would. I, if they, that if it was like be, a trade, yeah. like they'll yeah. give you, we'll hand
give
you a
you
little
cookie,
bit,
give you cookie,
give you cookie, give you cookie.
Now here's, yeah. Oh.
I would tip more. Hey, that would, tip. I would, I would give a, like, I would tithe and then like tip a little bit extra on top.
Yeah. 10% tithe, 75% tip to yeah. Jessica, your barista.
Yeah. Can I 20% tip on the 10%? 20% of the 10% is a tip.
That's what's going to be now.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's going to
yeah.
be all digital tithe. Yeah. Where they just
man, can you imagine hey, you tithe?
It's going to ask you a couple of questions.
I wanted to
how
ask
much
me.
Does God deserve?
You have to tip the...
I feel guilty enough with Rachel behind the terminal.
That's equivalent to me, though, as being like, if, now if you just prayed that prayer, text this number, 636. I believe...
That is true. Just,
it's like, okay.
What is it? Squarespace? Just take a picture of the Squarespace.
Yeah, yeah. They'll do the QR code.
The QR code.
Just scan this QR code. Mm-hmm. Let us know that you just gave your soul to the God of the universe.
If you made your decision, like spend eternity with Jesus.
Yeah, it's like, you don't see any hands. Yeah. Come on.
I'm.
No, I see your hand. I see your
I
hand.
See in the back.
I see that hand.
I don't know who actually keeps their eyes closed.
I do not.
Because I don't think I've ever once.
No. Oh, wait, no, I have my whole life until...
Luke, that's so precious.
No, I know, until I met you guys and I was like...
No way. You
know, I think that I could I think I could stretch my morality a little bit, give a little peek. You
oh,
know?
It's so much better.
Go to the bathroom.
Like you're sinning
how
when
much,
you do that.
How much do you think that we've, like, poisoned your mind?
I don't think it's
percentage.
I don't think it's poisoned.
How much have we brought you to the dark side percentage wise?
It's not it's like I think I exited the matrix.
Okay.
I think a little bit.
Red pilled.
That's a nice way of saying it.
I it's a new matrix. It's
I wouldn't be too
one.
Happy about that.
Let
I
me tell you what though.
We should maybe move more towards Luke.
Luke is so funny now though that
he?
It's worth it.
In what
because
way?
You say,
Luke,
is he surprising? Is he, though?
He goes,
Luke never used to make me laugh, and now he gets me belly laughing like every day.
That's awesome. Do you think you've trained, you feel like you've been trained a little bit, or you kind of feel the vibe where you kind of know how to fit in now?
I think Liv just maybe likes me now, you know?
Oh. No, no. You're like, actually, now you're funny. but awesome. This is a good segue because Luke had a conversation with his friends about, it's like a percentage of like, what percentage do you try to be funny, and then what percent lands?
Yeah, so it's like a percentage of... So basically, it was my brother, Jacob. He came up with the... They were sitting around, and there's three of them.
Right.
And one of the guys, Jordan, they're like, Jordan, you try to tell jokes 90% of the time, lands 10%, right? Shoots a lot. Jacob's like 50-50, jokes 50%, lands 50% of the jokes. And then my friend Casey... He tries to joke. It didn't land. He tries to joke 10% of the time, but he lands like 90% of the
oh,
time.
Oh, okay.
So he's just like higher percentage. So then we were like going around asking, you know, Levi, we asked Levi the other day and...
I don't know if I answered.
I don't think you did.
You didn't answer.
What but it's an interesting question. Like, what do you think? Because we have a friend, Sam, like he shoots like 99% of the time, lands
1%.
Lands
1%. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a hard land.
Yeah, it lands. You don't want it to land.
But it comes once a year, maybe.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you can't care so much. You have to. Part of telling the joke, I guess, is selling out. And even when I tell a joke, and you guys, it happens all the time. Where you just stare at me. If I can just linger just a little while longer,
yeah.
Sometimes 50-50.
That's a good.
My
point.
Odds go up.
I'd say you're 50-50.
Yeah.
I'd say that's a good.
I wish it was lower. To be honest with you, I wish that you didn't laugh as any at all at me
ever
again.
Yeah.
I do think though. Because some of my favorite jokes, like if I'm telling a joke, the favorite ones are the no punchlines. Jokes with no punchlines, but jokes that are just time wasters. Like it's the setup is like supposed to be like a really good payoff or like a really funny joke and it goes nowhere.
I mean, yeah, like we were at our friend's house the other morning after New Year's. We spent the night, a bunch of friends, and Levi told,
I told all of them
non-punchline jokes for 45 minutes and it was a total of two jokes.
It was two. Yeah.
It was.
Are you there, Brendan? No. Oh.
I did call once.
He called me once.
I called when I was making, I did that one. I was like, I got to try this out on people.
Did you make it up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Thanks.
No, it's not.
No, it's terrible. That's one of the worst ones. Cause it's not even like a, it's not even like
it's
a,
not even
a
good
punchline.
It's not even that clever.
It's not clever at all. and the actual, like the, when it hits, it's not even a good joke. Because the other ones have like a funny, oh, like, haha, that's actually like funny.
It's almost like a pun.
If it was like half a second long joke. And yeah. Then this one is like, you might not get it at all because it's a dumb joke. But those are my favorite.
It wouldn't even be a good joke. It's not even like a pre-joke.
Yeah, it's really. Not even a pre-joke. It's just a bad story. It's like if Luke Lucas told a story. And that's what the joke is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the king of no payoff.
The king of no payoff. Mm.
Like it goes up and up and up and up and then just nothing.
Yeah, that's it.
You just left. Yeah, people are funny when they don't even try to be. That's the problem. And you just try to catch that. Like Mike Jennings was over the other day and he says this. We're in the kitchen. He goes, I'm like unloading the dishwasher or doing something. And he goes, you know what? I have this fetish.
No.
Oh, no, listen. He goes, I have this fetish that I never put ceramic cups in the dishwasher. What? Exactly. What? That? Do you know what fetish means? It's just something you don't do. It's not a fetish. Right?
It's not a fetish.
Wait,
at all.
That's so
not,
confusing. That's
and if that is a fetish.
But it's hilarious because it's Mike.
Yeah. But the best part was is wait, he was just saying it to mom as she was doing dishes. He goes, you know what? Heather, I need to tell you about this fetish that I have. And, yeah. And I go, what?
Sitting on the couch.
I'm sitting right there. I go, huh? And he tells this. He's like, I don't put ceramics in the dishwasher. I'm like,
I don't.
You perv.
I was like, that's what you're.
Right. Pervert.
Wow, that's you told us
thing,
that?
I guess.
I don't think you should have told us that, Mike. I've never told anybody this.
But I can put ceramics in the dishwasher.
I don't believe I want to share that, brother. That's dark.
That is interesting.
Yeah, Mike's a guy who, like, you'll go into a museum and you'll see, I don't know, some painting on the, what do they call it, a fresco, just a painting on the ceiling. He's like,
the
you
drink?
Know, somebody painted that. Somebody painted that. Really? Yeah, somebody painted that. Like you.
That is Brendan.
Brendan is that.
Brendan just, will be like, one time we went on a walk and we walked. He's like, that was a walkie walk.
Let's go on a walk. Let's go on a little walk. Walk, walk, walk. Move your legs
walk
a little
around.
Bit. Walk around.
Yeah, yeah. He'll be like, yeah, yeah. Let's get a little sweat going.
A little beep bop, a little walk around.
You do that?
A little move your feet.
Yeah. Brendan's like, you want a podcast? Okay, do a little pod. Go over to the heart.
A little talk.
That was a potty pod. That was a
potty pod.
No potty. That was
but
a
he kind of does
podcast.
It. You kind of like talk to yourself about it, but it's out loud.
But he doesn't care.
But you're not like there, talking okay. to us.
There are some things, though, amazing. That are like, it just feels like it's like the thing. Luke and I were listening to a song, and it just felt like a song. Like, it was just like kind of like the most song I've
I don't
ever
think
heard.
I was there.
You Wait. Were there. You showed me the band.
Oh, Goose.
Yeah, Goose.
Can I play it?
Yeah. It was just a song, and it just like, it had it all, I don't know, for whatever reason, I was like, this is just like a song. You know what I mean?
It did feel like a song.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm really.
Wait, which one was it? Was
Maybe
it this
I'm
one?
Also Brendan.
Do you remember what it was?
Maybe I get it because I am too.
I too am Brendan.
I too.
Was it this one?
I think so. Yeah, it just feels.
It was this one.
It was.
I think it's like a very long song. It's 7 minutes.
Oh,
yeah. Well, yeah.
Are there words?
Yeah.
Is there a punchline at the
okay,
end?
Okay, no, I know what you're saying now. I remember. Yeah. It just feels like a song that's always been here.
It's just, it's always been a song. And like.
I like it.
Wait till they sing.
Okay.
like you've heard it, even if you haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
And it's by Goose. I need to listen to that more, really.
I like the Goose.
This is nice.
It's amazing. It's a song.
Hello.
Yeah, it's so good.
Wait, so it's saying it's just a song, an insult to the song?
No.
No, I think it's
the highest compliment. Oh. Maybe it's like just, it just seems like a classic. Wait, I need to get to the chorus is really good.
Yeah, let's just stick with it. It's just, I don't want it to end.
It kind of doesn't end, which is nice.
It doesn't. It sticks around forever. It's a 7-minute song.
Taking on, but we won't lay that down.
Yeah.
That's a song.
So I think
what a great. I've got to get that on the old playlist.
It's got good. Some bangers.
Like I
Hunger Sight.
That's what I mean. Where whenever I think of what a song kind of is. Or like whenever I think of, like, you know, you said Walkie Walk, because I've been on Walkie Walks.
Yeah. Right.
But I've also
been
on
a songy song.
It's a songy song.
Yeah.
Like some songs have their own flair to it, but that one is just
it's like no effort.
Yeah.
It just rides.
It's like
it's like one of those songs that they say we have a frequency. It just kind of hits you right.
Yeah, it passes your brain and goes right to the chest.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Right to the heart.
I mean, I got this fetish. Where I like good songs.
Hey.
I trust you guys now that I can tell you stuff. Yeah, we all are. You guys on any particular songs now?
That one.
Look up. It's called Affleck's. Was it Mansion? Like Ben Affleck. It's Affleck's Mansion.
Oh no! It's is that the who are we listening to?
Affleck. That's you got three F's in there. Affleck.
Affluenza.
I got to get a new laptop. I got a lot of sticky keys. Affleck's Palace.
Yeah. And the song was.
It's called "Hello, Is Anyone Awake?"
Yeah, that's a good song.
I can't stop listening to it. It's like the top one on my Spotify playlist, and I just.
Hello. Oh, I'm looking.
And I don't even know when this record came out, but it's one of those where you're mining where it says, hey, if you like this band, you might like this, where they make a radio station for you.
Yeah.
Those are the best radio stations.
This is a songy song to me. Cool drum beat.
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, makes you feel like you're on a surfboard or something.
Wow.
This is on a skateboard at Venice Beach.
I'm in California.
Any movie that's been set in California, it feels like San Francisco to me a little bit.
Let's write music like this.
Yeah.
We got a lot of genres to take on.
I like this. I don't even know
what. I like his voice. Wait till the chorus kicks in, Luke.
Oh, wow.
Listen to that harmony.
Yeah, isn't it nice to know that music still exists?
Oh, it's
that's good stuff. You guys, I'm telling you, I think your generation has got some really good stuff.
Oh yeah, like listen to this one.
It's like
Jewish single. Yeah.
This, like yeah. this one, this yeah. is a songy song, guys.
Selena Gomez.
Should I do it on the phone? Should I leave a little note in the
okay. This is maybe the worst everything song I just said in like many, many years.
Listen to the lyrics, guys.
This is equivalent to Kim Kardashian's song.
Now, Kim Kardashian's song is better
yeah,
by far. I'll be single soon. Taking off this dress, trying on these shoes, because I'll be single
it's,
soon.
It's just the worst song.
Wait, wait, wait. She's saying what?
Nothing.
I'll be.
She just said, I'm taking off this dress and trying on these jeans because I'll be single soon.
It's so bad. Yeah.
No, but that's deep.
It is.
Yeah.
I'll be single soon.
That. Yeah. She's got like a billion streams on like three different songs.
This is the song that
songs.
Plays when I like forget my headphones at the gym. I just have to listen to
these
this.
Are NPC listens.
Totally. Yeah.
These people don't exist.
This is holding music. This is when you're holding on the phone. That's the only place they
even,
should play that.
This has a billion, 1 billion.
Calm down.
What song is this? I'm not going to lie. I like this song.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she's
you
want to
know why?
It.
Okay, I didn't know that it had that part.
What'd she say? Flies?
Vibes.
Oh, vibes.
Baby, calm down. Calm down. I bet this isn't her, though.
That one's...
This sounds just like her.
I like
her.
It's with Slim. Brendan, do you like this at all? That at all? Oh, you can't hear it.
Nothing.
Calm down. We gotta... Let's...
This has a billion.
Headphones, man. Bum, bum.
A billion. Good song.
Yeah, why don't you have that?
It is not that bad of a song. I don't understand how she became a singer, though, because she's not good.
She's really not.
She's so
to
bad.
Well, it's not a songy song.
There's so
no,
much
it's not a songy,
not a songy song.
Song.
Like stuff on her voice, and it still sounds bad.
We need to make the podcast songy song playlist.
Okay.
So we'll start with those first two, and we'll just build it as the year goes on. What do you say?
Mountjoy's good.
Mountjoy is good. Orange.
Well, let's do it. It'll be a music show today. I love music shows.
Wait. What's it? Orange Blood? Blood Orange?
You know what? We did a really fun game for Luke's birthday this week.
That, well done, B-Man, first of all.
Yeah, great.
Came up with. And what we did was each person, we had about 18 of us, each person picks a song. And then Brendan would play it. And you have to guess who picks the song.
Oh,
so
like
we
who
did
picked
that.
The song
yeah.
Yes. at the party.
So that was fun. And then we did like your Spotify rap top song. You had to put that in. And then he would go through the top listened song for each person. And then you'd have to guess like whose top song it was.
This was Brendan's. Fun. This is a good song.
Except for Eli, who just said he just picked one he liked. And it was the song from Hot Rod.
Oh, yeah.
Like his hype up song.
So what is this hype up song? Is it the Final Countdown?
No, it was what was the song?
I can't remember.
I'll find it.
I can find it though.
No, it was like
during COVID, I learned all these songs on the end.
Was it?
It was.
I just learned these.
You're the Voice by John Farnham.
You're the Voice.
Yeah.
Farnham, that sounds like a kid you went to high school with.
Farnham.
Put the basketballs away, Farnham. Where's Farnham? Typical Farnham.
Okay, here it is.
That's such a good movie.
It's so
I know. Good. I need to see it again.
Is this from Hot Rod?
Yeah.
You couldn't beat a drum.
I can't remember what part it is, though.
I think this is when he's in the woods, like training by himself.
Why is
it's
it?
Joining him training.
What was the song that, like, when he was walking down the street and then everyone just starts to riot? Like, he has, like, this whole crowd following behind him. There's this super intense moment. And then someone throws a TV through, a jewelry store window and they just start rioting. That is such a good part.
That
on Hot
movie.
Rod? Yeah. Like, there's, like, a car lit on fire and it's just, like, apocalypse.
It might be it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, no, it's a different one by him. It is this.
Yeah, it is. And then he walks out.
It's
such a good movie.
It's I love it. The bow and arrow.
Oh, we were both right. It's where he's training.
Yeah.
Man, they're all so good in this movie. Sorry.
Yeah, this is one you have to come back to every once in a while, too, this movie.
Oh, yes. I forgot. It's been a minute since I watched it.
I forgot he had to go to the hospital.
Wait, Bill Hader?
Yeah, his character in the movie.
This sounds like a total Eurovision song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It probably is.
It's such a good job to just pick songs to movie scenes.
I don't know how they do it, but
it's really fun.
Isn't that your dream job, Levi?
Yeah.
Like the guy from The Holiday.
Yeah, Jack Black.
Jack Black.
So they're walking down the street. A bunch of people join them. They have no idea who they are.
This is really intense.
This is amazing. I don't even remember this scene.
I don't either, actually.
Which is crazy.
Those are trash
cans. Amazing.
Okay, now let's start rioting. That's so funny.
There's bagpipes.
Oh my god. What is happening?
Somebody's doing a wheelchair on somebody.
Oh, that's so good.
They kicked someone out of their wheelchair and started kicking them.
So good.
What they say here?
This is such a good part.
Hell? Was that because of us? I don't know. I mean, it started off super positive. Anyway. Crazy.
I did not like that at all.
No, Kev. None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
He stole a TV.
It's disgusting how people will just, you know, take something good and just take advantage of a situation.
Yeah.
There was no time to do anything except just leave and just hope that you're not hurt.
It's great to have you guys back, by the way.
Well, thank you, man.
It's good to be back. See you
later. Bill Hader is Caleb.
Yeah, I was about to say Bill Hader in this movie is Caleb.
It's amazing. Oh, that's funny.
And that someone just took advantage. You said there was a joke about Taylor Swift at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, so the Golden Globes
that didn't
were
go over
last
well.
Night. Yeah, if you want to play it.
As you know, we came on after a football doubleheader. The big difference between the Golden Globes and the NFL, on the Golden Globes, we have fewer camera shots of Taylor Swift. I swear. It was just more to go to.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
She didn't like it.
She hated it.
Oh.
It's good, though.
He should have
That's a good joke. That's a good joke.
He should have doubled down. He said, sorry. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she just kind of took a drink out of her champagne glass.
I mean, come on.
Oh, man.
You think she's at that level where it's going to start getting really weird?
What do you mean?
Where you get so big that
it's gonna start
things take over?
She weird.
She's been already weird
since she was 15.
Well, I know that she's been.
She has a song called Cardigan.
Really?
Yeah. Enough said.
What is that one about?
A cardigan,
like a sweater.
You put me on like I was your cardigan.
Oh jeez.
And that you told me I was your favorite.
I genuinely don't get it.
I'm 99% certain it's a cult.
It is.
Because, listen to me. I figured this out today. Girls who are obsessed with Taylor Swift date guys who are gamers. Tell me I'm wrong.
What?
I wouldn't know.
I would say I don't know that information, to be honest with you.
Oh.
Wait, what was it?
Forget it.
Gamers have girlfriends?
They're getting girlfriends now.
The girls they get, though, are Taylor Swift fanatics.
We need to move.
That's just what I've seen.
This country's over.
I could be wrong. But no, Taylor Swift is a weird cult thing.
So
I hate it.
I don't get it. Like, she came out with arguably one of the worst albums I've ever heard a few years ago.
Yeah, which
Oh,
one?
It was actually a long time ago.
She's had a few.
It was that one where she was like, is she...
Reputation?
I stopped... I think that was the one
That one's pretty bad.
I gotta look it up because I'm gonna throw some slander that I stand behind. It might have been Reputation. No, it was the one where she has a song where she says, "Are we out of the woods?" 50 times.
Okay, the Evermore or whatever.
Is it Evermore?
Maybe.
No, I think it was Red. No,
Red's good.
No, Red's good because it has 22 in it, and I get
Red
it.
Red is really good.
I get it. Red was great.
Okay, Reputation, 1989.
1989 was fine.
Reputation. Folklore was bad. That's when it went downhill.
Yeah, not good.
What was wrong with that one?
Folklore. Well,
it just like isn't her.
Well, Cardigan's on it.
Oh wait, was that?
Oh, and guess what the music video is?
I will say we do talk about Taylor Swift a lot. So
Cardigan was on the Folklore album.
Yeah, it was. She got too like artsy.
Well, the thing is,
someone said to me, and this is what I think ruined it. And someone was introducing this album and said that it's like if Bon Iver did an album but it was Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And I go, oh,
okay.
And I listened to the album, and it was...
Because he features on it.
Horrible. It was so, like, no song had any substance.
It's not good.
All of the songs, one of the songs, and the first song you showed me was a song called Are We Out of the Woods? And the song goes, are we out of the woods? Yet are we out of the woods? Yet are we out of the woods? Yet are we out of the woods? And I'm not even kidding. That's the actual, how the song goes.
That sounds like a Radiohead song.
Are we in the clear yet?
Yeah, but if it was...
Just, yeah.
But it was just...
I tell you what,
terrible.
Though, you listen to it more than 3 times, you'll love it. That's the thing.
I love records when you do that. They grow on you.
I know. That's her songs.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It all seems so simple. She looks older there. We were lying on your couch.
Oh my gosh. We took a Polaroid.
Polaroid device.
Voice. The rest of the world is black and white. This makes me cringe so hard.
Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? In the clear yet? Good.
So. I tell you what, though, you hear that a few times, you feel it.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
I know.
I kind of like that song. Dang it.
It's good.
Dang it.
It gotcha.
I stand by.
I so didn't want to like it.
I don't think this one was from Folklore,
though.
She got me.
I'm a fan now.
That's 1989, I think.
Now I got to start dating a gamer.
Yeah, I know.
Give me a gamer on the line, Bren. Gamer my boo. It's just
I want that boo to be me.
I want me to be that boo.
Me to be. We were lying on the couch. We took a Polaroid of ourselves.
Sorry, the line was if you just read it, it's we were lying on the couch. I remember. You took a Polaroid of us and found out that the world was black and white, but we were in color. And I remember thinking, are we out of the woods? Yet are we out of the woods?
Well, okay.
Yet are we out of the
wait,
woods?
Wait, break that down for me. I want to understand that mentally.
No.
That's what she
it's
said.
It's like a crazy person. I was thinking of I don't know if I've told you my theory on dreams.
What?
A dream is like if you gave a crazy person an unlimited budget and let them direct a movie.
Yes, yes, yes. That's a good.
That's what dreams are.
That's
a crazy
theory.
Person, unlimited budget. Directing a movie.
Yeah.
I heard a pretty good.
Give me 1,000 elephants and bring me his third grade teacher. I don't care what it takes.
Okay, but that's all of the movies from like 1960 to like. Like the 50s movies was exactly that. Was like 100 elephants and then a love story. And then it was like, yeah. And then subtitles the whole time. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So funny.
Hollywood in the
50s. I think that there's a lot of words that Taylor Swift uses that should be banned from songwriting.
Cardigan.
Like
Cardigan,
couch.
Polaroid.
Yeah, it's just...
There's a few others.
Do you think she picks a word and then writes a song around it?
I think she might. Because she'll throw some pretty absurd words into her songs, and I just... I don't like it.
I don't like it, but people do.
But I also love it. You know, yeah, it, that's like why it. It's a cult.
It's a cult.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you what.
But anyway. It's McDonald's music. I mean,
hey, but McDonald's good.
It's not songy song.
It's but it's you know
songy song. Boy, that Goose song is cool. I'm still kicking over that. It's a great tune. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. You know, the holiday season is just around the old corner, right? So many great things about this time of year. You got exchanging gifts, cards, hanging out with a family, a little karaoke, eating some yummy food. So good. Whether or not your family gives gifts during the holidays, you get to define how you give to yourself. Well, therapy has been one gift I've given to myself. It's so good for life maintenance. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. In the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Hawkins today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Hawkins.
I had a pretty good explanation of a dream. It's like an ad lib, like of your mind, right? It's like it's like a random place in time with a random person, and then a random building. And you have like a random object in your hand. So it's like Miss Susan of third grade. You have a sword in your hand and you're in the state of Kentucky. It's just like super random.
I had a dream about Levi that he ran a taco truck and he parked it at the end of your driveway. Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was pretty successful. There were people like running out of the woods to get his tacos.
My
driveway, at the end of my driveway, would be the most dangerous place for a taco truck.
Like no one, like yeah,
there's no shoulder.
Houses.
It goes curvies around.
You're about 10 minutes away from civilization.
You're off a cliff. You're like going down 45 degree angle into nothingness.
Didn't your trash can fall down that hill?
It did.
Is it still there?
I think Bobby went down and got it.
Okay.
My trash can got blown across the street, went down this ravine, and I was like, I ain't getting it. I mean, I could see it. It was big and blue and had a bunch of Chick-fil-A bags coming out of it. I'm like, I ain't getting that crap. It's like, I don't have the tools. I need some crampons.
The thing is you
for
couldn't.
My shoes.
I'm sorry, crampons?
Crampons.
But we'll move on.
He's right.
If you're down there, how do you even, you couldn't even get it
you
up.
You would need a rope.
I would need a rope and a pulley
in a
system.
Car, probably. Yeah.
But Bobby got it. I don't know how he did it.
Wow.
Well, because he's
he probably swung down
probably.
Like a chimpanzee. he probably bought like in this, you know, when like a cheetah will grab a deer by its neck and drag it up a tree.
Jeez.
That's probably what he did. He's latched on with his teeth and pulled the trash can up.
Man, Tim, you wouldn't believe it. I had to grab it with my teeth.
Tim, you're a stud.
You could have gone down and got that 10 seconds. He's so funny.
Oh man, Kyle is well on his way.
Yeah, Levi's been working with Bobby's son.
Did you work there today?
Yeah, I didn't get to work with Kyle.
Kyle Meyer is a perfect human.
Kyle Meyer's awesome.
He may be. He's that guy.
He is my role model in every way. Levi, explain why though.
He's just I don't know. He's just kind of has the. I don't know how to explain it.
He's got that dog in him.
Well, here's one thing. He's just, he'll always just like, his texting Kyle is kind of my favorite thing to do because it's just like, he just texted, he'll text me like anything, well, not anything, but he'll text me like if I want to work on his moving truck and his answers just make me, they just make me happy. Like he goes, I just go, yeah, I'll work. Or I'll just say, yeah. And he goes, he'll send me like the muscle emoji and he goes, stud. And like the other day I said yes, I was like, I work today. And he just goes, I love you.
I think every kid, like teenage kid, like guy should just hang out with Kyle for a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a master class on just being a dude.
Yeah. It's like that one guy in the movie that's like the cool like football player.
Yeah. Like somehow has abs but eats cookies every day.
Just
But you're not even mad about
it? He's like the most attractive person we know, like in person.
Yeah, he's, you know? He's a beautiful human being.
Yeah.
He's a chiseled jaw.
Yeah, it's just like, so funny. And he's just savage.
He's like the most popular kid in high school, but he didn't like peak in high school. He just kept going.
Right. Yeah. He kept, you know? He found new heights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He put his crampons on. He went to a higher level that mountain. And he's still going. I mean, other people dying. It's like the Everest. They're just sliding, dead people sliding beside him. And he's just trudging forward with no oxygen mask and shorts.
Yeah.
He's Wim Hof in life, man. Yeah. He is just cranking it.
It's true.
So, yeah, it's good that you're working with him.
No, it's so fun. It's like that part of it. I mean, moving's, you know, whatever. But it's, he's just like, it makes it better.
Yeah, it's like every time you hear about Kyle, it's like he's done some. He just brought up whether it's called a brush hog or something. It's like a huge tractor that you just clear away trees with. How cool is that? He made a road. He like the other day. Oh, he made a road. Oh, that's great. I just waxed off three Nutter Butters and.
It is. He is one of those guys. Toilet. He does the things that I wish I thought about doing.
Yeah.
And like I could like replicate maybe doing them once, but he's on to something cooler already. Mm-hmm. You know, like you like fix a cabinet and you're like, wow.
Yeah. We're all 30 years behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's it. This plays into my theory that people who have like who are just love simple things have the happiest lives. And true.
That's a really good.
Yes. That's a great point.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah. It's like. I'll be in the car in the truck with him and he'll just see like an excavator and he goes, man, he goes, that is so cool. He goes, man, can you imagine? He'll look at me. He goes, can you imagine just working one of those things just all day?
And he's right.
He's right.
It'd be the best day of your life. Just digging holes with a big old excavator.
He looks at me, he goes, I'm going to get one of those.
Yeah. And he will.
Yeah.
I guarantee you he'll have an excavator. By March.
We had one of those guys at the camp that I grew up at going to. His name was Philemon. And
which is just
which fantastic.
The coolest name ever.
Get Philemon. He was sitting on the back of a tractor, like a tractor with those big old wheels. Falls off the tractor, and the thing weighs like, I don't know, 10,000 pounds. It's huge, right? I don't know how much it weighs. Gets run over by it and does not get hurt at all. Like people, like farmers throughout the town were like stunned that there's this no man way. Is alive.
Yeah.
And he's just like, he just was a little bruised on his chest.
Yeah.
Like the dude is like 6'4", incredibly athletic, just shredded his whole life. He smells good. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's like, why do you smell good?
Smell good.
Yeah. Why do you smell? And then, you know? So he's a single.
Smells like eucalyptus. And
he does. Yeah. And he lives in Iowa. He built his own tiny house and just lives on a farm with cows in Iowa.
See, anytime you just say, I just built a cabin. I like, how, who are you?
I know.
How do you even start? What do you do? And we put the footings in. What's a footing? I don't know what a footing
is. What's a footing pop?
But I know I need one.
I'm telling you.
If I want a cabin.
I'm over here being like, what's my purpose in life? And they're like, I'm going to build a cabin.
Yeah.
And you go, I'm having a great time. And I'm over here like, no, I am.
That's right. I think that's such a good point, though.
You need chips or a...
Simplify
the simplest people are the happiest. It's such great lesson to learn.
Who love the simple things.
The less you have, the happier
And they're
you
the
are.
Rich people are simple. I think that's true, too.
Yeah.
Like a lot of millionaires, I think they're very simple people. You wouldn't tell by looking at them.
True.
They're loaded. They don't have a nice, really shiny car. It's just something that works. They have like 3 t-shirts, a couple pairs of jeans.
And then you go to Dubai, and that's a little bit different, but yeah.
But
Dubai. Trillionaires.
They still, yeah.
Yeah. And then you see a little bit of oil money, and you go, oh, okay, that's a little bit,
yeah.
No. Oh, I heard an interesting thing the other day, is that the average household, like the average household income of someone that buys Gucci is...
Can we guess?
Yeah.
I think it's really low. It's got to be low.
It's probably low.
It's like... The same people you see at K Jewelers, they're like, every what kiss, are you doing
hey,
here?
Every kiss begins with K.
No, it's true. It's
10K. Yeah.
Well, 80K is the, for designer clothing, is the average.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Household income.
For Gucci.
And we go to those stores.
Is this
stores
for Gucci
and
or is this for designer?
Designer.
Like
$2,000
for a shirt.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Which is, that's crazy.
That's not enough.
Hmm?
But people like it. I don't get it. That
it.
Will drop a lot of money on a sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing that Kyle Meyer does not have. He's not into status.
No, but you know what he does have?
I want to get that big piece of machinery and move some crap.
But that's the stuff that costs like a bunch of money, but you can make money with it.
Yes. Yeah.
Like they get an excavator. This guy, one of my buddies knows, all he does is he works 6 months a year. He runs a bulldozer, right? And then he'll just like fix pipes. He makes 800 grand a year in Minnesota.
I know.
Why aren't you doing that?
Because I don't know how. You don't think I wake up thinking every day I'd rather be on a bulldozer and screwing pipes around?
I think we could do it. I think...
Do you think we could do
it? Fix his pipe. Just like fix a pipe.
He fixes a pipe.
Because nobody else wants to do it.
No, they're just like, hey, Craig, I know someone who can fix this pipe. And he goes, I'll give you a good deal. $1,200. And he'll go and fix it. It'd take him an hour.
How much is it? $200 an hour, $300 an hour? That one guy?
That's $250 an hour, but he was the lowest in all of St. Louis.
Wow.
So this typically it's like $350 to $400 an hour to run around in a bulldozer.
Yeah, because do you have a bulldozer?
No.
That's right. Awesome.
Would I like a bulldozer?
That is awesome.
Yes, I would. Do I know how to transport the bulldozer? No. Do I know how to fix a bulldozer? No. Do I know how to operate a bulldozer?
Uh-uh.
No, but would I like to learn it?
Yeah.
I would.
Where are you going to put it?
Huh?
Put it in your backyard?
I put it in my backyard.
It's just, I think it's one of the coolest things. It's guys who know how to do stuff and fix stuff. And I can't. They explain to me what they've done. Like we have people fix stuff in
Spencer.
Our house and I never know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Like we have a septic system. It's a community septic and we have what's called a grinder, which I think it grinds up all our stuff and sends it to the main septic
the
area.
The grinder, the cloud.
This guy comes out. His name was Jerry. Cause there's an alarm on your grinder on the outside of the house. And it's the loudest thing I've ever heard. It was all night, so I didn't know what to do. I was freaking out, so I just turned off the circuit breaker to it just so it would shut up. Next day, Jerry comes over, and he just kind of, I don't know what kind of tools you use to do what he does or what kind of magic he does to find out what's going on with their septic thing. And he just told me that, it's just a couple of floats were bad, and I just changed the mifalafilator and the gramble gooba gubby, and it should be fine. But if it goes off, just let the thing run till it dies. I wouldn't fix it now. I'm like,
they could
I'm
tell
doing
me.
Exactly that. I'm going to do nothing.
They could tell
until
me.
Literal human
they could
doo-doo is just spraying out the back of my house.
They could tell me anything. They could be like,
I know.
Go out there 4 times a day, hit it with a hammer 5 times, go back in, it'll be fine. I would do it every day. I'd have no idea what to do.
Yeah, but there's something magical about knowing that stuff.
I know.
Or like building anything. I built this summer. I built like these little frame things, like these like sound panels.
Mm.
And I felt like I was like sawing wood because I didn't have any like tool, like power tools. I was doing the hand saw. I was doing like that kind of work. And I was like running off that residual testosterone for like 6 months.
Feels good.
I was just like, yeah, maybe today sucks, but I built something. You know, this is all like I built that with these. And YouTube, but
I got kind of that little shot of testosterone. I got some firewood, went down the street. They loaded up my back with firewood. And I came and just stacked it.
No, stacking firewood.
Stacking firewood makes you feel like a guy.
If you're depressed, stack some firewood.
I agree. Anything
that's
with wood.
Good,
anything with wood, chopping it, just making firewood or stacking it.
You're right.
Yeah. Holding, you just like.
Where it like pokes you a little bit.
Where it kind of gets, But when you're done, you can feel that. Little throbbing in your hands.
I will watch like people build log cabins in the woods.
Yeah.
They're like a no nail log cabin, no power tools. Took me a year. I'll watch the whole thing.
It's so cool.
I just don't know how.
I mean, I can't even put like if you have Lincoln logs, I can't make a rudimentary building with.
Do you
Lincoln
think people
logs.
Are born with it, the skill set, and others aren't, or do you think you can learn? Because my brain,
it's like guitar. People look at, like, Spencer can fix anything in the house, but he'll say, like, how can you do that? How are you playing that?
Yeah,
it's like, well,
true.
I play an hour a day.
I
think it has to do with interest.
Yeah, it's an interest thing. I think people are inclined towards certain things when they're born. Like, watching Holland and Zealand, like, they are definitely inclined towards certain things.
Yeah.
And it can be shaped, and I think it's whatever you're surrounded by. I think there's, like, an initial thing where you're, like, whatever, if you're surrounded by that, and you take interest in it early,
yeah,
then yeah.
Because I was always a kid. It's just like I had a ball all the time.
Yeah.
It was a football. I went to sleep with a football like all day, all the time. Jacob was more like he did more fixing stuff.
Well, okay, because I also think it's when you are invested into something or you like you are have an interest in something, you notice it. And I think, and because Spencer does that, he'll do it anywhere. He notices, like, I started to do it just because he points it out. But whenever he walks into a room, he'll always go up top to bottom, like structure. Mm-hmm. Like he looks at a room
and he can't sit still. No. He doesn't like to sit still.
He doesn't sit still. He looks at every electrical output and like everything like that. He'll look at every detail and he goes, they did that horribly.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Wait, we had him over for the first time, like ever a few days ago. And our house, like there's no clutter anywhere.
It was pristine.
I had it spotless. I had scrubbed everything. Everything was perfect. He comes in and, you know, he's doing his thing. And the one thing that is off in our house is that our in our bedroom, we have like one of those metal curtain rod things, you know, it's just like the slightly classic bent ones. And it's slightly bent.
And
he comes in straight away. What's up with that? And I was like, how? Yeah. How? Like of all the things, but the thing that's different with
Spencer is that he does not like recognize clutter. Like I can't live in clutter.
Yeah.
But like if there was a hole in the wall, I could ignore that for the rest of my life.
True. Put a chair in front of it. That's what we got downstairs right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is that hole in the wall? And one of you guys is like, oh, that was there last year. Like, okay.
I guess.
And I was okay with it. I'm like, I'm not going to fix it.
What? Like,
I guess there's a hole in the wall now.
We just have a hole now.
It's like, just the hole.
Oh, somebody got us a hole in our basement. That's kind of cool.
I'm like Mr. Positive. Yeah, we can make that work. That's probably good for like ventilation. And
you
maybe
could put a little candle in there and, you know, make a little room.
A little shrine.
Let's see, how can I put this off? How can I ignore this and go on with my life?
That's where I get it. Okay, this makes sense now. Mm-hmm. This is helpful. Funny.
How can I cover this hole?
Yeah, I was thinking about that because, like, I don't even know what the instance was, but it was like had something in my mind where something went wrong. Like I had broken something, and I go, man, I got to deal with this being broken for like forever.
I guess it's broke now.
And I was literally like, and someone was just like, what if you took it to get fixed?
Yeah.
And I was like,
Why would I do that?
And they're like, at the place.
But I would think, what if they get irritated with me for having a broken thing and 100%. They have to fix it?
What if they
and
talk?
I pay them?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was pants. It wasn't broken. I had a pair of pants and I was like, but I got to roll them all the time. And they're like, get it tailored. I was like, no, I can't get it.
I don't
tailored.
Think that. Tailor's like, not an option.
They're like, it's $25. They can tailor it for you. I go, where? And they're like, any tailor. They're everywhere.
They're
Google
everywhere.
Tailor.
Google Tailor and then just say, hey, can you do this? I go, I can't do this. I'm just going to have to roll my pants for the rest of the time that I have these pants.
Yeah, like I'm like, if like a light goes off in a Christmas tree, you know, the light like set
new Christmas
half,
tree.
I'm like, we throw it away.
We throw it away.
For sure.
We get
but you don't throw it away. You put it in the basement. You go, man, we still got those lights that don't work.
It's just one light.
Yeah. I just throw, if anything breaks, I just like, I'm like, well, I guess I'd throw it away.
Yeah.
Get a new one.
Get a new one.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, well.
What does that say about us?
I know.
I don't know.
We all go.
I'm the same.
We do other things, I guess.
and Spencer will do that too. And he knows that. Something's going on with like the hot tub or something, and I like the thing's not working or whatever. And it's like, oh, he goes, why don't you call him? I'm like, why don't you shut up?
Yeah,
why don't you mind your own business?
Yeah,
are you call him? You want to call him? Yeah, I'll call him. Okay, here's the number.
We are literally the same.
Yeah, I'll spend 45 minutes trying to figure out how I can contact someone online versus just calling him.
I know.
Same.
Oh, yes.
Liv, tell them about ClassPass. Oh,
I have ClassPass, and you're able to like take a ton of different fitness classes all around the city. And I really only like one place, which is the boxing place, which I've been telling you about, kickboxing. And one time, the last time I went, which was like 4 weeks ago, the girl was like, just so you know, like if you have ClassPass, like that's just for like a one-time thing here, la, 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 which isn't true. Because I was like, if that was true, I wouldn't be able to book. And I'm able to book every time. Yeah. And I haven't been back since.
Yeah.
I can't.
Because you know. Now yeah. you have like now responsibility have because you. Like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
And I don't want to like face that quarrel. You know, if I go in there, they're like, you're actually not. So then I'd be like, oh, I'll just leave right now. But
yeah. yeah well, you don't want the conversation because it's like, you're like, they would tell you and you go, I know. I knew that. I knew that I wasn't supposed to
see,
be.
Now, anyway. I know.
What would Kyle Meyer do?
I think that's, Kyle Meyer wouldn't care. My favorite Kyle Meyer story ever is we were at a, this is maybe bad, but we were at a Chipotle and there was this.
No, this isn't bad.
Now, have I told you
is this? It bad?
It'll be good. It's going to end
there
up fine.
We were all just sitting, eating, whatever. And there was a very large man. Very, very large. Like not like.
Like 600 pounds?
Not like overweight. Like probably 600 pounds. And he just kept filling up his Pepsi over and over and over and over again. And Kyle Meyer walks up to him and he's like, man, you gotta stop doing this. Like, he's like, throw it away, man. Yeah. He's like, go home. He's like, what are you doing? Like, literally, he like talked to this guy. But I was like, it's kind of loving because he's like, you're killing yourself.
Yeah.
Like, he literally was like telling them that. Just like, that is very
you
bold.
Got,
but like,
dude, it's like,
he was just like, dude. And imagine you're this like 600 pound man and the, a model walks up to you and is like, hey, man, you got to stop.
It's like the angel
this.
Gabriel.
Yeah. Stop killing yourself.
He's got his trumpet. Dude. Hey, man.
He goes, do not be afraid. Throw away your Pepsi. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, geez, how are people able to like, anyway.
Yeah, I don't get even, but like.
No fear.
Even if my order is wrong.
Yep.
Anywhere. I know people who are like. It's so easy. They'll go up to be like, you do this.
I do this.
Yeah, Luke does this. But you'll be like, hey, I don't like this. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll do something about it.
Well, I mean, because I know, if I don't know something, and I'm not confident in it. But if I like know that I'm in the right position,
yeah.
then I'm confident about it. And I know if I'm being wronged, then I'll be confident to reverse it. So like,
it's a good quality, Luke.
Yeah. But like with food, for
I mean,
instance,
it's not Kyle Meyer, but
it's not. He goes a step above. I can't do what he does. But food, for instance, like if they mess it up, and typically if it's a chain, they don't pay for it. Like it's the company that pays for it, and they make a ton of money anyway.
Yeah.
So they don't care.
They don't. And that is a good first, like if you have a problem with conflict, that's a good, what do you call it, training. Just for something simple. It's not what you ordered. Okay, now do something about it.
Yeah.
It's very simple. Yeah. And 100% of the time, they'll be like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. And you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I also thought,
we have friends. Every time we go out, we eat with them. Always. Can you bring us something else? Not even exactly what else. Just bring us something else.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I can't live like that.
I don't do it that
often. It's pretty cool, though.
It's pretty cool
when someone else does those prices.
It. Yeah.
I mean, we got at Costco the chicken Alfredo. It's like $17 feeds 8.
Yeah.
You'd pay $150 to feed 8 people chicken Alfredo at a restaurant.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
We got to have a little bit of that. Like no. This is
I think in general people should stop going out to eat. It's too expensive.
It's ridiculous.
It's way too expensive.
Yeah.
I can go, speaking like $4.99 for rotisserie chicken. Come on.
It's pretty killer. That's a whole rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or $17 or $14 for 5 pounds of shrimp or something.
Well, we went
whatever
to,
that is.
Heather and I went to this really cool place a couple nights ago with some friends, and it was like a progressive dinner winery place.
Yeah.
Where you can try some wines, and they had these little, you know, it's almost like an 8-course meal, but you go to different parts of the restaurant. It's really very cool. And they tell you about the wines and they tell you about all the kind of stuff. And it was like, I guess $100 or it wasn't bad. I mean, for all that we got, it was really good. So that was all kind of paid for before. But at the end of it, we're just hanging out talking and we're like, you guys want some coffee? Yeah. Me and Thorsten, my German friend.
Thorsten.
Dope name.
I say, you want some coffee? And I said, yeah, I'll take a couple. And Thorsten's like, yeah, I'll take a cup of coffee. I'll pay for it. It was $11.
For one cup of coffee?
For 2 cups of coffee. Just black coffee.
That's beautiful.
No $11.
No one can afford Starbucks. Like, unless you're a millionaire. Starbucks, $6-$7 for one drink.
And we have a couple questions for you.
Yeah.
You answer a couple questions.
And that's people, they guilt trip them into 25% percent tip. And then they're like, well, I'll just get like a, you know, egg bite or two.
We went to McDonald's the other night. We were driving home from somewhere and Heather wanted a fish sandwich. I'm like, oh, that sounds good. Fish sandwich from McDonald's. So we went to the place like, this isn't the good McDonald's. The better ones down farther down K. But we went to this one anyway. And yeah, it wasn't that good. So we're like, let's go to the other McDonald's, get the same thing and see. Were you with us?
Yeah, yeah.
And let's just see if it measures up.
Yeah.
And it did.
It was better. And
it was totally worth it.
Yeah, it was much better.
Mm. Like, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had a point, but I can't remember what it was. But
it was expensive. Really expensive? McDonald's expensive?
No, it wasn't. It is. Is it $3 for fries now?
$3.50? Yeah.
Our friends got... They got a parfait at a coffee shop for $14. They got two of them.
Yeah.
And it was like the saddest parfait I've ever seen in my life.
That was $14?
Yes.
I would have yelled at them.
Yes.
You should yell at them.
You can, for $14, you can make 9 parfaits.
I know. I was like,
listen, just go to Schnucks, buy. Yeah. We got food at home.
Who's got time to make a parfait? I mean, parfait is a commitment.
It's a good point.
I mean, parfait is like...
You're right.
That's all
you gotta do. A little ice cream, then some fruit filling, and then more ice cream. Is that how you make a parfait?
No.
Parfait is yogurt. Parfait is just yogurt with granola.
It's yogurt, granola, and fruit.
And berries.
And maybe honey.
I'm middle class. I'm from Missouri. A parfait is ice cream. It's not yogurt.
Wait.
Who are you?
No. Parfait is yogurt.
Yogurt.
Yeah, parfait. No, it is not. It's frozen yogurt, which is ice cream.
Hey, hey, do me a favor. Give it a little Google right quick.
No, I will not.
Wait, I'm curious as to what you're thinking.
Parfait. Oh, wait.
Google, show
me. He's right.
No, but that's not ice cream. That's yogurt.
That's yogurt.
Yeah, that's parfait.
Parfait is in France, where the dish parfait is boiling cream, egg, sugar, and syrup.
Nobody. Don't
are you thinking of like the layered parfait?
A rich cold dessert made with whipped cream, eggs, and fruit. Do we know what a parfait is?
I don't know what a parfait is.
I don't think anybody knows.
Oh, ice cream, fruit. Served in a tall glass. Just type in
parfait. Well,
okay. Oh, I guess it's called yogurt.
Here's
parfait.
Why, because we used to get them at Dairy Queen. They used to call it a parfait.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So now I've been lied to my whole life.
No, you might be right.
You might be right.
You might be right because they call it a yogurt parfait.
Yogurt parfait.
It's just different.
Yeah.
But that's the only kind, unless that's a custard parfait.
You learn something.
No, it's a dessert of layers of ice cream fruit.
What's the difference between yogurt and a parfait?
What?
It's the question at the bottom.
What's the difference between yogurt
It says, what's
and
the
parfait?
Difference between yogurt and a parfait?
Well, yogurt is a thick milk-based product that is sold plain or with other flavorings.
We are starting from the beginning.
A parfait, on the other hand, is a layered dessert typically consisting of yogurt, fresh fruit, frozen berries, ice cream, and whipped topping.
Typically, but not all the time. Look at that question underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Go. It's exactly what we're talking about. Scroll down. Page.
Are parfaits yogurt or ice cream? Everyone thinks about this. We have no original thought.
It's evolved. It says the American parfait has evolved.
Oh, why did McDonald's stop selling yogurt parfait?
Oh, yeah. Let's go down that rabbit.
Okay.
Because it's healthy? Because it's good for your gut?
Okay.
In order to make service
Chick-fil-A.
More efficient for people healthy. This is great.
This show is like a parfait.
Did you know that their parfaits were more calories than their burger?
Why did they get rid of Ronald McDonald? Go see that one.
Wait, where's that?
This is right under, let's go
right
deep
underneath.
Here.
Okay, let's
why
keep
did
going.
McDonald's get rid of Ronald McDonald?
Okay.
They got rid of him.
A series of creepy clowns. Oh,
read that, Luke, read that.
In 2016.
He was carrying weapons.
read it like the fish, the news fish from SpongeBob.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
McDonald's officially retired Ronald after a series of creepy clown sightings popped up across the United States. You guys know that happened in Hillsboro, Missouri, while I was going.
Luke, are you serious?
Yeah.
You were a clown.
Stop.
No, I'm serious. No, I'm serious.
I'm serious.
You were a clown?
That's Luke's hometown. Stop.
Yeah.
Scary clown sightings.
I'm never going back to your parents' house.
I remember this because I was in college at Jeffco, and I remember people weren't going to school because of the clowns.
So funny.
Where would they see these clowns?
How many clowns were
in
there?
In the woods. There's pictures of them.
Wait, how many were there? I hate clowns.
I love that. I love clowns.
Do you know how many there were?
A lot. This was the one.
Stop it. Stop
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Creepy clown sighting on local road sparks concern.
Yeah, that was going around. That's so funny. Yeah. That was in high school because we were, I had some buddies who wanted to dress up like clowns and do that because yeah. it was just popping up all over the place.
But didn't some clown get shot or something?
Yeah, and then they were getting like, people were just beating these clowns just for just for standing there.
Right.
And you're like,
what if you're just a regular clown, just had a long day?
Yeah.
And then clowning.
In clown news today, random people are assaulting clowns.
That's like Joey Aiello, my comedian friend, his dad was a clown. Really? And he has jokes about his, yeah, he would come home from work or doing a thing and he'd still have his clown stuff. He'd be mad at something, be tapping his big shoe.
There's a new McDonald's mascot.
Is it Grimace?
Yeah, Grimace.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
old. Grimace has been around forever.
Grimace has been around.
Looks like Barney the
Grimace
the
is scary too, though.
Grimace is scary. Well, it was Grimace's birthday. That's
it's
what,
like a purple turd.
Blew up. Yeah.
It's kind of like Barney's less big cousin.
Less what?
Yeah, Barney's less big cousin.
His less big cousin, you know.
What is going on with Ronald?
Ronald McDonald's got a mascot.
That's so much scarier.
He's got a COVID shield over his face.
Oh, that's what it is. Why are his eyebrows like that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's cartoon true. Grimace. Cartoon Grimace is cute.
Cardigan back yet?
I don't know.
Actually, I take it back. Look at that bottom left one.
Bottom right.
Real scary. Hate that.
Okay, Olivia.
No.
$1 million.
Okay.
What? If you had to wear clown shoes every day for a year.
Oh, 100%.
Like the big ones.
100%.
I have to pay $1 million?
No, you get it.
Oh. Absolutely, yes.
Tax-free.
This one's cute.
Yes. 100%.
This reminds me of the Boobahs.
Boobah.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. That's what I thought Dad was about to bring up.
Well, do you remember that one beautiful time in our lives when we had a family group chat and we were like, do you guys remember those boob things called boobahs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Olivia sent a photo of six boobahs.
It was explicit boobahs.
It was each one of them anatomically correct boobah.
And then she sent it to a Bible study group chat with 35 people in it. And this is before you could unsend. So there were a lot of boobahs with their own little boobahs.
And
that
I didn't,
was so funny.
I didn't know. And Spencer texted me separately and he was like, "Ayo, what the heck is this?" I was like, "Oh my gosh."
It was immediate.
Sent this to my Bible study.
Kyle Meyer pops in, "Libby, you got it."
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
So good.
All right, well, we got time. Can we play Zealand's little video?
Yeah.
You got it, Luke?
Well, let me get it.
Get that.
It's so cute. I watch it every day.
Yeah.
He's a little guy.
He's a little guy. Can I airplay it? No.
He's starting to
airdrop it to me.
He's starting to put more words together. Yeah. This is my favorite time.
It's a good time. I remember when Holland was like that.
Where they just say sentences, but they don't really have
you
a
have
word
it on
yet.
Your phone, Luke. Yeah. It's on in the family group.
I know. I'm trying.
He's starting to put it together.
They're relating. Like they know the words of like certain things, and they know that those words go with some other words.
Yeah.
So he's
in the rhythm.
Yeah.
So cute.
My nephew at Christmas.
Oh yeah.
His name's Bo Bozeman. And he loves horses. So he always just say, "Nay, nay." And then you'd show him a picture of a horse and he'd just go,
"Aw." And
then
like,
lean his
head
on my shoulder.
What?
And then if the horse was sticking out his tongue, he'd go, "So cute."
It's so cute. He's so cute. All
right, here it is.
There he is.
Hi, Daddy. A sucker, Mama.
That's right.
A soccer ball? Soccer ball?
Yeah.
A guy.
Yeah, there are guys.
A guy.
He loves the foosball table, don't you? The guy's on the foosball table?
Yeah. A guy going to Pikachu.
He says Pikachu.
Oh my goodness. He's just so crazy.
Oh, what's soccer ball?
Oh, so fun. When they can say words.
Soccer ball.
So cute. All right. A soccer ball.
That's awesome.
All right.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year's. Any New Year's resolutions going on?
Well, I have not done social media for almost 2 weeks.
Wait.
Yeah. I started reading again. And it's awesome. So let's just keep it going.
Keep it going.
I haven't changed anything.
I've gotten worse. I started wearing purple shirts. It's going downhill.
Oh, good for you guys.
I dressed like the Grimace today.
Where'd you get that shirt?
You. I got it from your closet.
That's my dad's shirt.
No way. Yeah,
that's Dave's shirt.
Coach. I love this shirt.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
It's a purple Hanes shirt.
Yeah, I had to borrow one. I went after playing pickleball. I was sweating. My dad gave me that shirt to wear.
That's very, very and then you cute.
Put it, you put it in your giveaway pile, and I took it.
Mm-hmm. Did I?
Yeah. Okay. Do you want it?
Mm-hmm. No. No, that's fine. Take it. Looks good on you.
Thanks. I like it.
What about you, Levi? What's your resolution?
Body off.
Body off. 3 months, I have to get super fit and look better than my buddy Will Skaggs.
Sure.
Or else one of us has to go clean bald. One of us has
like
clean,
shiny head,
clean,
bald.
Shiny head, buff, shiny, see your own reflection, bald. If we don't look as good, or we don't look better than the other person,
and they both have to go bald if they look worse than they did when they started.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Who bald, judges like, that?
We haven't decided yet.
We haven't decided. How about Kyle to. Meyer?
Yeah. Oh my god,
he'll be brutally honest. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's it. We'll that's do. Good. It'll be Kyle.
Perfect.
Kyle Meyer. And
I want to read less books. I read too many books last year.
How many did you read?
I read half of one. Yeah. And I want to get those numbers down to it under a quarter would be great.
I want to read less books, get my screen time up.
Yeah, my screen time all the way up. I think I'm thinking this is chip year. I'm going to eat as many chips as I want.
Less vegetables, more sugar.
I want more chips. I'm starting drinking sodas. We're off to a good start. Cancel my gym membership.
Just one at the over. One at the other.
I'm getting things done.
I'm getting things done, man. I'm kidding. You can't cancel gym memberships. It's impossible. I have to actually call
Not
them.
That I've tried. I tried on mine.
I'm not going to do it for you. Yeah, my son. I mean, it's nothing that you did wrong. He loves the place.
Oh, I get it. I cannot. Yeah, you know,
he's not good enough for it.
Well, we'll just pay for the rest of the year. Yeah, that's fine.
That's right.
You want me to pay up front the rest of this year and next year? Yeah. Makes sense. Perfect sense.
Plus you want me to chip you as well? Yeah, totally. Totally.
Yeah, that works. Totally
just going to ask you a few questions. I wanted to ask me questions.
And you guys just keep the credit card if you guys want to do any, like add some carpeting or something.
You get a notification.
That's cool. You guys are doing a great job.
$700,000?
Yeah, that's. I mean,
probably. We did get a new piece of equipment. So.
They built a new gym. Right.
What you're doing for the community is just it's worth it. Yeah. All right, guys.
All right.
Good show.
Love you all.
Peace.
Is it love being drawn away? And I'm desperate though.